call the meeting to order and ask that you please stand and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is Commissioner Don Dixon. This young lady is doing this for a government class.
Hi, glad to meet you. Move to approve the minutes and to, what do we do with the, to, for Greg?
Oh, we have motion to excuse us.
Motion to excuse, yes, for Greg Jolivet.
Second to both.
Commissioner Jolivet is absent. Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Go into communications, please.
Okay, in communication today, we have one travel request for you to consideration. That is Sheila Robertson from Butler County Sheriff's Office to attend the Ohio Public Employee Labor Relations Association Winter Conference, Newark, Ohio, $494. Next, under finance and transfers, we have a, I'll pass out the transfer list. We have 16 items, and I will be adding an item, you know, as well. For the items affect the general fund, the remainder of the items affect special revenue and other purpose funds. Item number one is a $100 transfer between accounts for the development council membership. Item number two, juvenile court in the general fund, a $56.41 transfer to the PRS account. Number three, general fund paramedics, sheriff department, a transfer of $15,213 to the PRS account. Number four, veteran memorial, a transfer of $2,800 in order to permit the payment of the Middletown Memorial reimbursement expenses. Item number five, which is starts the non-general fund, the DTAC fund requests a transfer of $6,406 to their salary account. Number six, Marine Patrol requests a transfer of $388 in order to reallocate grant funds, and then an increase in Fund 19 for the Marine Patrol for $512 in order to utilize the grant funds that are available. Item number seven, Commissary Fund, Fund 1022, a transfer of $628 to cover a shortage in the salary account. Item number eight, the Engineer Road Improvements, Fund 2208. We have an increase in budget of $2,000, which is really that increase is a reversal of a prior entry. And then the correct entry is a decrease of $2,000 in the budget for that particular fund. Item number nine, an increase in budget of $280,710 to accommodate the payments under the Ohio Public Works Commission loan. In project. Item number 10, an increase in budget for $353,661 for the same reason. Item number 11, the sewer fund, Fund 3500. We have transfers to the health insurance account in the amount of $1,193, $258, $297 respectively. Then an increase in the sewer fund budget of $35,000 in order to accommodate the charges from the Greater Cincinnati Water Works. Item number 12, fund number 4100, we have a transfer of $1,481 to the health insurance account. And then we have also an increase in budget of $35,000, again, for the Greater Cincinnati Water Works payment. Item number 13, fund 4152, meter reading replacement. This is an increase of budget, $55,363. It's tied to the project for the Ohio Public Works Commission and the special financing there. Item number 14, the fund Fund number 4153, the Cast Iron Water Replacement Fund, an increase in budget of $333,858. That also covers the project for the Ohio Public Works Commission project and loan. Item number 15, a transfer within accounts of $4,100 within the EMA Fund 6011 in order to increase their salary account for unbudgeted items. Item number 16, Metro Parks, Fund number 6100. We have an overall decrease in that budget's or that fund's budget in the amount of $23,332. And then we have an advance to the $40,000 to the EMA fund, which is the one that I added to the list. As we move forward, also in finance, you're asked to establish a new fund. This is new fund, a capital improvement fund, Fund 2309, Liberty Fairfield Road at Mason Hamilton Mason Road. And moving on to personnel, we have one personnel item on the agenda, and that is personnel actions to accept and place on our file the personnel actions of the county care facility. These actions include the hiring of four new people, Nicole Long as dietary aide, Bart Reed as a part-time housekeeper, Sharon Hamlin as an intermittent LPN, Judith Huff as an intermittent LPN. We have two suspensions to consider. Both are for violation of attendance, and they involve 5 and 6 day suspensions. One is for Donna Whitehill, and the other is for Leslie Rice. We also have 10 resignations. The resignation dates range from September 13th to November 28th. These include Susan O'Connor for state tested nursing assistant, Vicki Dobbins, dietary aides, Michelle Roach, STNA, Emily Feltner, STNA, Terry Turner, intermittent RN, Rebecca Maxwell, intermittent LPN, Lindsay Keys, STNA, Ellen Kerr, intermittent LPN, Kimberly Farsing, intermittent RN. Finally, we have two changes of employee status, one for Mary Phelps, who is increasing from a nursing supervisor to an assistant director of nursing, and her new rate would be $27.50 effective October 25th. We also have continuation of a leave with a change in status that the leave is without benefits. This involves a Wanda Young and STNA. As we move to Job and Family Services asks you to award a contract for the Workforce One system, and that involves the award of grant for the Employer and Job Seeker Service Tracking System in the amount of $34,000. As we move on to Water and Sewer, Water and Sewer has one request today, and that is to approve Amendment Number 2 to the Jones Warner Consultants, Inc. Professional Service Agreement, where the increase in the contract shall be from $22,000 to a new amount of $23,620. The engineer today has four requests for you to consider. The first is to amend a resolution to levy estimated assessment for the cost of maintaining stormwater management system for 14,921 acres in Fairfield Township. The second is to cancel a sidewalk performance bond for the Reserves of Providence, Section 2A. Next is to grant a special hauling permit to Price Gregory Construction, Inc. And finally, the engineer asks you to amend Resolution 91101660 for the establishment of a safe carry capacity for bridges. As we move on to miscellaneous, we have two requests for you to consider today. First is approve a renewal of an agreement with the Addis Board for drug screen reimbursements. And the second is to place on file in our central files the annual DTACT report of revenues and expenditures for the year of 2008. Finally, we have 63 payments for you to presented to you for your review and now for your approval.
Tim, do you want to, don't we have the one to do with EMA on hazmat? Is that in here?
I just mentioned it in at the end of the finance resolution. It's one that I added, Don, for the $40,000 advance.
And the other one's in here also?
The other one is for the salary transfer as well.
That's in here?
Yes, sir.
Move to approve? Yes. Okay. Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Do you have anything this time?
No, I don't. Just wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Add to that, I agree.
It's here.
And warmer weather. Do you have any questions at this time, young lady? Okay. That's what Josh says.
I'm sorry?
That's what Josh says all the time.
Well, that's usually a little longer than this. This has to be an easy day.
Well, our civic day school meeting, that was pretty quick.
All right.
We got through that pretty fast. I think it was supposed to take half an hour, but that was
15 minutes.
Well,
you can go upstairs with us if you want to see our offices and so on, if you care to do that, just for a little short tour. Josh, you got anything at this time?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.